Thank you for calling in the Hair Relaxer Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded line. Hello there.
Hello, my name is Alex, and I have a potential customer for a hair relaxer case. Her name is Monica Dix, and the phone number is 323-799-5164.
Awesome, I'm ready.
Yeah, she's the only other line. I'm just going to connect you with her.
Thank you. Hello, Monica?
Yes.
Hi, it's Emmanuel. I'm calling about the hair relaxer settlement. I understand you're looking to see if you're eligible to participate. Is that correct?
Correct.
Just to confirm here, you haven't started a claim with any other firm, you haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, was it you that ended up using the hair straightening chemicals and relaxers within the last 20 years, or was that a family member?
It was me.
Okay. Now, were you ever diagnosed with one of the following, endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Ovarian.
I'm very sorry to hear that. Would you happen to know the subtype of ovarian cancer? If not, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not to worry. We can come back to that or not at all. But around what date were you diagnosed?
2024, March.
March 2024, so recent. Very sorry to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what state are you in?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay. We're in Orange County, in Irvine, so not too far from
you.
Oh,
great.
Right.
Okay.
And now, what was the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Coleman.
C-O-L-E-M-A-N?
Colgan. C-O-G-A-N. Colgan.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Michael Colgan.
Okay, perfect. Michael.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I see him here. Looks like his middle initial is L. Let me plug in his info. Bear with me. And then at what hospital or medical facility did you see him at?
Memorial Care, Long Beach.
Long Beach, okay. I know that's a bigger, nicer building. So let me put. And then I have the address here. It's the one on Atlantic, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so you weren't living or diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And just to confirm here, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand for more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed?
I used the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely approximately probably around 10 years.
Oh, wow. A long time. Okay.
Yeah.
On average, how many times a year would you say you use the product?
Probably 5 to 6 times a year.
Okay. Let me put this here. And then you're a U.S. resident, are you?
I am.
And then have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Now, I know you said you used it for about a decade or so. In that time, did any of your friends or family also use it and ended up getting sick like you? Or were you the one that drew the short stick, as they say?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, let me go to this next section here. And how old were you when you first started using the hair relaxer?
I'm 58 now, so
So about 48-ish, around there. Okay. Now, I know you said you were diagnosed here in 24 and you were using it for about 10 years, so you would have started using it somewhere around 2014. Is that ballpark? Okay. And then I imagine you would have stopped using it when you were, when you were
Yeah,
diagnosed.
started getting the symptoms and was that diagnosed, yeah.
Okay. So I'll say from use of from 2014 to 2024. And then were you
Correct.
using it weekly or monthly or?
Monthly, yes.
And then when you were getting or using the product, were you doing it in the salon or at home or both?
No, I purchased it and did it myself.
Okay. And then you said it was the Dark and Lovely. Let me go to that section. And then we went over the dates. So just to confirm, your cancer diagnosis happened 2 years or more after you first started using the product, right? For at least a year, right?
I just started getting the symptoms and stuff. So I basically stopped using it when I started getting sick and I went, to the doctor and was diagnosed. That was this year.
Sure, right. But so you use the product for at least 2 years before you got sick or before you started
Oh
seeing the
yeah.
symptoms.
Oh
Okay.
yes. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Yes.
And then what kind of treatments were you given?
Oh my God, I had so much stuff done to me. You
Were
wouldn't believe it.
chemotherapy was that one of them or?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had that surgery.
Surgery, okay. And then was it the same doctor that was treating you?
Yes.
Dr. Michael
The
Kogan? Okay.
cancer was, it was invasive.
Oh man,
I had to have surgery.
it's very sorry. Let me put in Dr. Kogan again. And then let me put in the address again here. Sorry, it has some of the same fields. It has me plug in the information again. And around what date was your surgery?
20, it was this year, March 21, I had the surgery, 2024.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
Thank you. And then I have Monica, Monica.
Correct.
And then will you spell out your last name, please?
D as in David, IGGS.
Perfect. Thank you. Let me put that there. And then, what would be the best email address for you?
Monica Love, LOVE, times 5 at gmail.com.
Okay, so that's Monica Love X5 at gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay. And then, cell phone is 323-799-5164, right?
Yes,
And what is the current mailing address?
4148 Lockland, and that's one word, LOCKLAND, Place, Apartment 5, Los Angeles, California, 9008.
Okay, let me read that back to you. You said apartment 5. Alrighty, so that's 4148 Lockland Place, apartment 5, Los Angeles, California, 90008.
Correct.
Perfect, thank you. And then we're just about done here. a couple more sections. This one just asks if you would like to put in an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue the case for your loved ones. And typically, they'll only be contacted if we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. Do you want to put one or not really?
Yes.
Okay. And do you live with the individual or no?
Yes, she's my daughter, my caregiver.
Okay. What is her name?
Kaliha, K-A-L, oh Lord, K-A-L-I-H-A, Smith.
And her phone number?
Okay. And her number is 213-524-5696.
Alrighty, and then the last portion should just be for the HIPAA medical compliance section. What is your date of birth?
March 3rd, 1966.
3/3/66. And then the
Correct.
last four of the social?
0397.
0397, okay. And then you should be getting a DocuSign here coming up shortly, as long as I didn't miss one of the sections. It'll go through. It's going to be sent to your email and to your text. So you can open up either one. It'll take you to the same place. And I won't be able to see what's on your screen. So if you're not sure what's a tab, just read out what you see. But give me one second. It didn't send it saying that I missed one of the fields. So I'm just glancing it over to see which question I might have missed here. Da-da-da. Oh, it's the email. I forgot to put the at sign. So that should be it. Let me try sending it again. And it does show sent on my end. Let me know if you got a text from DocuSign. It's an automated phone number.
Okay. Haven't got an email or a text yet.
Three two three seven nine nine 5164.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And you can receive text messages on that number?
Yes.
Let's try the cell phone, I'm sorry, the email. I sent it to monicalovex5@gmail.com. If you go in it, does anything show?
No.
MonicaLovex5@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Oh, I know sometimes depending on the service provider, it may not send it to you while you're on the phone. What service provider do you have for your cell?
Spectrum.
Spectrum? Well, I'm not familiar with them. I wonder
Let
if that's.
me ask my daughter, make sure that I'm giving you Kalia. Kalia. My Gmail is monicalove5@gmail.com. Oh, so I gave it to you wrong. It's monicalove, LOVE, 5x@gmail.com. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me correct it right now. Let me see. That's
I think I.
probably okay. So I'll just switch it. It's 5x instead of x5. Let me
Yeah.
do that. And then give me one second to resend.
Okay, there you are.
Okay, good.
Okay. Emmanuel?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, brother, okay, we do sent you document to review and sign. Correct? You want me to push it?
Yep, you'll click the link and then you'll hit continue a couple times until it lets you hit a yellow start button.
Okay. Continue. Oh, please sign.
So if you scroll down, it might let you check off a little box that says you agree to electronic disclosures and signatures. And
yes.
Then after that, you hit continue, and then it should let you hit a yellow start button after that.
How is my name going to get in there?
Well, it'll let you tap it or sign it, or it'll let you pre-select where it's written.
I got it. Okay.
Okay, it shows completed on my end, so you're all set
yes.
for now. In about a week or so, you should get a call from the firm. They're going to introduce themselves and then just double-check the work that we sent in, make sure there's no spelling errors or anything like that, and then you'll be set up in their system fully. So you're all set for the day. I know Christmas is coming up, so hopefully you and the family have a healthy, restful holiday, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Be well. Bye, Monica.
Bye-bye.